The song is in 3/4 time, and we call this a jazz waltz. And it starts off in C minor, so we have three flats, B flat, E flat, and an A flat. So those are the flats we'll expect to run across. But there are a lot of accidentals in here just because, hey, it's jazz. The first section we have is section A. It's 12 measures long. But let's take a look at just the first four measures. Here they are. So right hand, we're starting off with the G above middle C with our fifth. With the left hand, let's play the C below middle C with our first. These sit together, sustain pedal up and down. Then right hand, I want you to play the B flat below middle C and the E flat above middle C at the same time, fingers 1 and 3 by themselves. So we have, then left hand hit your C again, and then right hand hit the B flat and E flat again. Right hand, try to keep your fifth finger down on that G. Because what's going to happen next is everything but that G is going to descend in a half step. But I don't want to lose that G if we can keep it ringing out. And I'm going to have to pick up the pedal and put it down again as I go through each of these measures so that these half step chords don't blend together. So anyway, let's go back. We have C left hand, G right hand, pedal up and down, right hand B flat and E flat together, left hand C, right hand B flat and E flat again. Then we're going to take everything down a half step. Left hand hit that B below the C you just played, pedal up and down, and then right hand I want you to play A and D. So that's the A below middle C and the D right above middle C. So left hand goes B, right hand chord, left hand B chord. And we still have the G down with our fifth finger. So here's what we have so far. Then for measure 3, we continue our journey to the left. So left hand, we're going to play the B flat 2 below middle C. And right hand, we're going to go to A flat and D flat. So that's measures 1 through 3. The only time we have anything other than that pattern is the right hand playing that G at the very beginning. So here's what we have so far. Then at measure 4, it changes up. For measure 4, we have this. Now left hand, this is the E flat 2 below middle C with your 5th. It hits by itself, pedal up and down. Then right hand, we're going to play the G below middle C and the D flat right there at middle C. And I'm using fingers 1 and 3. So left hand hits first, right hand plays that chord. Then we're going to play F above middle C with our 5th. Left hand play your E flat again. And then right hand play the E natural right below the F you just played. That's measure 4. So here are these four measures again. Okay, let's take a look at the next four measures.